Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is the Holy Gospel as Logan has read it. And the theme this morning, the presentation of Jesus. Please be seated. Dearest beloved of God, we open this morning with a question. What is the presentation? To answer that question, let's go back in history. When Pharaoh would not let the children of Israel go, the Lord then killed the firstborn in the land of Egypt, be it human or animal. That occurred during Passover, the first Passover, where God passed over every home that had the lamb's blood painted onto the doorpost and the lintel. As a result, and so that the Israelites would always remember this night, what the Lord had done for them, they were to sacrifice unto the Lord all firstborn males, both man and beast, born of in Israel. The firstborn belonged to Yahweh, but God is not, and God does not desire human sacrifice. God does not want us sacrificing our firstborn children to Him. Not yet, anyway. So He allowed the Israelites to redeem, to buy back their firstborn sons. He set the price for buying back the firstborn son at 5 shekels. $1.45. He also accepted the service of the Levites, the tribe of priests. The tribe of the Levites would be those who would be the priests of Israel. They would replace all the firstborn sons who are bought back from Yahweh. Thus, in our gospel reading this morning, Mary and Joseph do not give the 5 shekels to purchase Jesus back from His Father in heaven, even though He is the firstborn son. Now, there are some commentators who say that it's implied. But, dear ones, those of you who are nurses, you know very well that doctors are very, very detailed. And Luke is a doctor. He is very detailed. After all, isn't he very detailed about the sacrifice that Mary and Joseph is to give? Remember, he's writing to a Gentile. He's writing to his dear friend Theophilus. Theophilus doesn't know what's going on, so Luke, in his detail, tells him exactly what the law of the Lord demands. But isn't it interesting? Luke is very detailed with Mary's purification rite, that she must give 2 pigeons or 2 young turtle doves. But he doesn't say a word, not one word, about the 5 shekels. Why? It's because Jesus, the Lamb of God, has come to His temple. It is He who consecrates. It is He who has been set aside by His Father to do a great work for Mary and for Joseph, and for each and every one of us. By not buying back Jesus, Joseph and Mary did this. First, Jesus belongs to the Father. Jesus is God. He is the only begotten Son of the Father, as we all confessed and just confessed. Jesus is not a Levite, though. Jesus isn't of the Levitical line, but the Lord does require a sacrifice to be given by a priest that will satisfy the Father in heaven, a sacrifice that would free you from your sins, from eternal death and damnation. So, it's also true that Jesus is the high priest. He is the great high priest and he is the great high priest for all eternity. But not in the order of Aaron, not of the order of the Levitical priesthood, Jesus is of the order of Melchizedek, the King of righteousness. We see this in the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews is very detailed about this, that Jesus is to be the ultimate and final sacrifice for all sin. Just as John the Baptist proclaimed, as you heard a couple of weeks ago, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who has taken away the sin of the world." That's why Jesus was not redeemed by Joseph, because Jesus is your redemption price. Never again, never ever again, will anyone be required to give a firstborn child. Never again will a redeeming be necessary, the payment of 5 shekels. Since Jesus Christ is the one who has redeemed and redeemed all mankind. How did he do this? Jesus didn't pay 5 shekels for each of us. No, you and I know that he shed his most holy and innocent blood at Golgotha, here upon the cross, for each and every one of you. Jesus is your redemption price. And that price has been paid once and for all time. The redemption price for you, dear one, has been paid. So the presentation of Jesus, which we celebrate this morning, means that he has been set apart to be your priest and your sacrifice. And since you have now been baptized into him, you now have been set apart to be of the priesthood of all believers forever and ever. And you are now an heir of the kingdom, for Jesus is the heir, and you share in his heirship. Suddenly, there's a change. Simeon appears. Now, we are not told, although many people try to tell us this, we are not told if Simeon is an old man, or if he is a young man, or if he's a middle-aged man. God doesn't tell us. What we do know is this. Simeon walks straight to Mary, and he takes Jesus out of her arms. Now, that had to be alarming for Mary. Here's this man walking up to her and snatching away her child. Which one of you mothers wouldn't be astounded, even shocked? A strange man that you do not know suddenly rips your child from your arms. Yet, it soon becomes apparent that Simeon means no harm. Rather, Simeon immediately begins praising God. As Simeon sees, in faith, just who this child truly is. Here is the Redemptor. Here is the one who is paying the redemption price. Here is the Son of God. Here is the Messiah. God has kept his promise to Simeon, just as God keeps his promise to you today, dear one. Yes, to face death in peace comes from seeing Jesus and who he truly is. That he is God's salvation. After all, that's what his name means. God is salvation, Yeshua. In the harsh light of our sin, death is horrifying. Yet Paul tells us that we face death all day long. We are as sheep to the slaughter. Yet, in the beautiful light of life, in seeing who Jesus the Christ, in seeing who he truly is, death is sweet, and it is a peaceful release. Jesus is salvation in human flesh. Jesus is the light, as you heard about last week, who drives away and destroys the darkness. the darkness of ignorance and of sin. Jesus is the glory of you and me for a shameful race. We sinners, we glorify God because of what Jesus has done for us. Jesus is the consolation of Israel so that we who mourn in the face of death have the blessed comfort of resurrection and life everlasting. Dear ones, you will be singing the very words that Simeon was speaking there on the Temple Mount as he was holding the Messiah. So this morning, just as Simeon did, you too will gaze upon your Savior. You will hold him in your hands. You will see and taste. Yes, you will take your Savior into your body. The very one who Simeon was holding, you too, right here this morning, will see and hold and taste Jesus, the Messiah. Just as you cling to him, he now draws you close to his breast, and he announces to you that you are his little lamb, and that nothing, nothing on this earth or below the earth or even in heaven can snatch you out of his arms. Jesus is the Christ. He is the Lamb of God. He is God's sacrificial lamb, given into death so that you may live. Today, along with Simeon, you also will proclaim in faith his very words. Behold, mine eyes have seen my salvation right here. And you will proclaim in faith the same as Simeon did. The light to lighten the Gentiles. He is shining his light on you so that you may shine that light from you to a dark, dark world. And lastly, dear one, the redemption price, yes, has been paid. Been paid for you. Not with 5 shekels, not with gold or silver, but as we all confess from our catechism, but with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. Your sin, all sin, is forgiven. To Jesus be all the glory forever and ever. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.